today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There are so many more things that I like about you than I don't like. Overwhelming.
This is the same conversation you have with like an ex-girlfriend. I've had alcohol in 3 weeks. Ever since Rob.
You know what's interesting about that? That you haven't had alcohol? Yeah. Guess what? I have.
On the phone, especially in the Zoom, I was like, I had this body transformation that people don't know if you're either like just ultra runner or you're infirmed, and I don't need those questions put on the show at the moment.
That's very cruel and very true.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I'm totally confused. I'm just trying to figure you out. Let me just say my first thing.
Yes.
And then you can answer me. So, I came in today, planning to come in anywhere between now 10 after 9 and 9:15, thinking that I will match you and I will yield to your schedule. Mm. And as I said, Pony, you can be a witness to this. As I said today to you, Pony, as I came in at 9:10 or 9:14, my greatest fears have been realized. That I would come in, I would go along with, I would just sort of informally, casually adjust to Oscar's arrival time, and then the arrival time would get later. So I said to Pony today, my greatest fear has been realized, because it's that I am conditioned to go at 9 a.m. and I threw that out the window years ago. And then I came in and I said, since we're working together now, I will. Sometimes I'm in the morning and I'm like, oh, I got to be in there at 9 o'clock. Oh, no, I don't. No, because he won't come in at 9 o'clock. Yeah. So I said, let's do 9:10 or 9:12. And now. Well, it's 9:20. I'm sorry, 9:21.
Other day we started at 9:30 because you delayed the show.
Oh. No. But I mean, that's not.
I don't get on the air and be like, Mike, you did this again.
I will be ready to. What I'm trying to do is understand.
I texted you this morning at 8:50 and said I'm going to be 10 minutes late.
Right
at 9:50,
and you weren't.
I was not.
If we have a 9 o'clock start, you were 20 minutes
late. Correct. And I got no pushback. No, like, hey, there's a hard start. Please get here as soon as possible. Anything that I was waiting for an Uber. I couldn't ride my bike today. It's freezing outside.
I was assuming that 10 minutes late meant 9:10.
No. I'm hopeful, as I said.
That's Pony, help me here. That's why I say I don't understand. Need to understand because what my goal would be.
I think this is the most exciting thing that happens to you in your day. this is why this is a broken record.
I am not in the mood to have you turn it around on me.
I don't know.
It's really your fault.
I agree, it's my fault. But
okay, it is a subject that we have visited, you and I.
Yeah,
for
but you
the
make,
better part
you
of 13
make certain
years.
Rules, and then you change those rules when they affect you.
No.
On the air
rule,
here,
the
you
rule
said,
is I'm not going to sit on my f***ing ass
as
every
you, as
day
you shouldn't.
And do a show whenever you decide you want to pop in.
As you shouldn't.
That's no rule. That's just unsaid.
I agree.
I don't change the rules. I have acquiesced. No, that's the wrong word. I have reluctantly accepted your BS tardiness, and now what I want to avoid.
But hasn't it?
I'll give you a rule.
Okay.
Outside of some technical issue,
yes,
I would love to get started by 9:15 every day that we are scheduled. No, I'm not doing this. I am not going to say 9 o'clock is the start time. The start time, our taping time for this show, is 9 a.m. And I think that when you're talking about, when you mentioned to me that the other day we didn't start till 9:30, that's not fair. If I was the one that was religious about years ago.
And you weren't prepared. And then we started at 9:30, and nobody made a big deal on this side.
Lie. That is
a lie. You copped to it on air.
That is a lie. I am always prepared to go on the air. Always. And if I hadn't mentioned that to anyone, no one would know. And by the way, when you consider in the annals of coming in, you know, being a little weary.
Yes.
That was not, that,
oh, that was
not
nothing,
even relevant.
That was nothing, yes.
But no, so I.
But if we were at an F1 pit stop, we would have been, we would have been DQ'd.
All I am trying to do, and I'm not angry.
No, no, I think you're being very sweet about this.
Because your pros outweigh your cons.
Yeah, I get that.
And I say this sincerely and gratefully.
Yeah, I love you.
Your pros, your thoughtfulness. There are so many more things that I like about you than I don't like. Overwhelming.
This is the same conversation you have with an ex-girlfriend.
You have to be aware that I. First of all, you don't have to be aware. You should be aware. There are things you do not related to this show that I like about you. I love I might make jokes about it, but I love the whole family thing. I love the sensitivity that you have for other cast members on this show, where you put yourself out there. We are, I think, in that regard, we have more similarities than we have.
I think we are.
Larry, whatever I'm saying.
It would be boring if we didn't fight about at least one thing every day.
It is, and what I'm doing now is I'm not choosing to fight. I'm choosing.
Woosam, Mike, as Martin Lawrence taught.
To understand.
Woosam. There is no understanding.
What is not going to happen.
Yes.
Is the acceptance
No, you should never accept.
Will not roll into the 9:30, 10 o'clock. Scheduling is extremely flexible on our
correct
program. We can tell each other that we can't do this, we can't do this, can we do this? I will be in a month's time changing the start time of the show to the thing we did last year. And and all the guys have been very cool about
all the murmurs.
You don't like that?
I'm fine with it. I'll do whatever you want.
So
I was on time every one of those shows.
So that's a much easier time for you because you're here.
Well, I'm already here, just like you're in your house. Well, you're already there.
Interesting. That's interesting.
You've been there for the last 10 years.
Yeah. Otherwise, the show wouldn't be a thing. We wouldn't have the show.
That's true.
These are all facts. I used to listen to Howard Stern religiously, and then I just didn't because you don't have that big a commute, so you don't get a chance to listen to as much. And then he went to a 3-day work week, and then it did get a little monotonous. And you know that, Mike. A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that if you expect a man in his mid-60s to do the same stuff he did when he was in his 30s, you're going to be disappointed.
I agree. I actually like the evolution of Stern.
I do too. I do too. But I like the interviewing. I think that I say this and I don't listen to him enough to know. But when I have heard the interviews, I think his celebrity interviews have been have raised the bar for a lot of us.
And
his ability to cut through the chase without any filter and have no fear of bringing up anything
and the highlight I bring to you is that so even as Stern has adjusted his schedule, you still do more shows than Stern.
Well, this past year, we probably did more shows than we've ever done.
Yeah, so I guess as far as value is concerned.
By the way, when Skippy liver failure comes back to work. I'm ready to get, daddy's getting a little downtime. You too, by the way.
Yeah, I get it.
Bring in someone to, like a doctor, have them do a few medical shows.
So I say this to say that a schedule shift does not stop the output of show. It just, it matters when the show is posted, which is in the, within the same day, within
morning to afternoon. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
By the way, I have to qualify what I said. I make that joke about Rob with the total hope and desire that that he's getting good reports right down the line. He's gotten recent good reports, and no one would be more freaked out if this thing,
if we don't laugh,
proved to be more
cry.
Serious than you know than it is.
It is serious. Yes,
I shouldn't say that. Rob was supposed to be here on Tuesday. He's getting a sonogram of his liver today, so he will be joining us tomorrow. And I think Thursday and the bonus show. So he's going to be here 3 days in a row.
Correct.
Which is really, you know, hopefully moving in the direction of normalcy. Getting back to the situation when I said my greatest fear realized.
Yes.
I can't. So
I don't feel comfortable starting the show at 9:30. 9:15 is okay with me.
But, well, then let's say 9.
Yes. Which will be 9:15.
No.
So. I thought we were doing a sliding scale.
Oh, God.
No?
No.
Did I misunderstand?
9:15 is not going to be 9:15.
Okay, let's go 9. Which will be 9:15.
Oh, God. See, I don't want you
unless,
to like
unless
that.
You call me and say it's
what time does start. I don't want to do it every night, though, and say, hey, hard. Yeah, you know what? Fine. Here's the thing.
Yes.
After 9:15 is not acceptable.
Yeah. Okay.
Period.
9:10.
All right? We're going to shoot for 9 a.m.
Let's shoot for 9.
Pony, help
let's
me. I don't know what
let's
to
do. Let's do it together.
I know what's bugging
you. I need to get your wife in here. I need to talk to her.
My wife left me this morning.
It left you, like, for good? No.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She left me for work.
So she's here.
Yeah, we had two ESPN shows early morning.
Where is she? So she's busy
She's a busy bee.
I need
busy
to bee. Talk to her about this.
You should. Did you talk to her about selling a Volvo and then getting a Suzuki Sidekick?
No, I want to talk to her about you. I'd like to manage it. I'd like to have a handle on it. By the way, I'm not all that. I rolled in here expecting the usual tardiness.
Yes.
And then we got further tardiness because you said, well, I don't have to be there. You used to say for a 9 o'clock, I don't have to be there at 9 o'clock. Now you say for a 9:15, you say you don't have to be there for a 9:15.
I don't like to tell you this, but I do make every effort. I do. I don't want to acquiesce to you. I when I arrive in the car, when my wife and I are together, and she doesn't leave me for dead. She scurries into the. There's a front entrance, which takes roughly 4 more minutes to get to by car.
All right. Mm-hmm.
She usually drops me off like a streetwalker in the alley, and then I run to the back of the building and scurry up the service elevator to come see you, my friend.
I don't know. Still don't get it.
I
don't understand it. You know, I don't
take my life
question
in my own hands.
I don't question work ethic.
It's dark.
I don't question a lot of things.
It's not well lit.
Can we?
It's slippery.
You know, you win.
There are construction workers.
You win, you bastard.
They're always eyeing me up in my suit.
We're gonna stop talking about.
They're
it.
Really nice. I actually have a. I can dovetail in this conversation.
Yeah. Well, I have much more important things to discuss.
I agree. I talked to Rob yesterday.
All right,
and
he
seemed
doing?
So upbeat and happy.
Well, that's good.
Yes, because we were on, you know, the last thing you want, Mike, is powder to be on any sort of sales call with a potential client. And by powder, I mean my friend Rob.
Right.
And
when you call him powder, you mean passive.
No, more like powder the movie, pale and bald.
Pale and bald. You mean his physical? Oh, okay. Is fit like it's a Zoom call?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, you don't want. By the way, when he comes back, this is hard for us. Now, this is where Oscar and I are in the same category. It's really hard for Oscar and I to be sensitive about this because Oscar and I could both talk about I want to WVR.
Yes. All right. I got you.
Weak voice, Rob. Yeah. Which. We kind of have to kick him in the ass to not be weak voice Rob when he comes on
correct.
The show. When it's just like, well, you know, which I have refrained. This is so nakedly cruel. By the way, all bets are off if he's really, you know, I want the best.
Well, we love him.
But I almost called you the last and just say that drives me nuts, and I know it drives you nuts.
Correct.
Nuts too. It's just like we want. He's never been, you know, he doesn't have the robust baritone and coming in like, hey, ba-ba-ba-da, like that. But it's just
will move units.
It's
yes.
So I get it.
So I'm out of my mind today. we've had a really great, I guess, call around 11:30 on a regular basis just to recap how the day go, like what's going on with any sales emails. So like Rob is working from home. And
yep. Yeah, Rob provides us with our advertiser information every day.
Yes. And he's like, hey, I have a call at 1 p.m. I said, you mean we have a call at 1 p.m.? He goes, oh, no, you don't have to be on this one. I was like, no, I definitely have to be. So he says, well, what's wrong? And I said, well, you don't realize this, but you are not conveying any sense of I'll be here in about a month to make sure that this schedule goes well. You sound you on the phone, especially in the Zoom. I was like, I had this body transformation that people don't know if you're either like just ultra runner or you're infirmed. And I don't need those questions put on the show at the moment.
That's very cruel and very true. That is very cruel and very true. So he will be here tomorrow.
Yes. He starts laughing and then he says, that's about right. I can see that. Like, yeah, I don't want to talk about a wealth management app when I might not be around to manage it. So we start riffing about.
Oh my God.
We start riffing about the. And you know you're in a good spot if you and one of your best friends can just start murdering
about
each
death.
Other.
Murdering each other.
With nobody else around. And then when we get on the call, the only back and forth was about that shtick we were doing, which the call went great, by the way.
Good.
Wonderful new advertiser coming along. But I said to Rob, you know, when the days that I feel great about your prognosis of the days that you give us these wonderful updates, but the days that we make each other laugh as well.
Yeah. And he's still got that. Anybody yes. who's listened to the show when he pops in, he's still got that. And so the journey continues. The last piece of the puzzle is we know it will be the second week in May, I believe,
when he
gets an update on the scary busy liver doctor. That guy.
As long as his liver...
With all due respect, May, you went into the hospital in February, and it's May?
Yeah, and he's a month and some change dry, which I'm very proud of. I don't think we give enough respect to. I'm excited for him.
Well, let me talk about my health issues
please,
then, okay?
Please.
All right, so everybody knows that I have... embarked on this nutritional program that Carla became hip to this lady who was, I think, two or three doors down from her office, her studio where she washes faces. And she became aware of this woman who worked in, it's a three-pronged business. They make food, healthy food, a lot of vegan stuff. They have a nutritionist, Sonia, this lady who's my nutritionist, and she works with her boyfriend, who is the chef, who makes these amazingly delicious, healthy meals, and he's also a personal trainer. Three-pronged business, beautiful kitchen, office space, and this small gym in the back, where I had my second visit yesterday, followed by tape the show, doing Rob's job. Then it's then 1 o'clock. Over to to the gym. My son was off yesterday, so I'm watching him all day. Over to the gym to work out. Followed by workout, I get home. Carla says, "You know, you have to take him to golf camp," and that's when I did my Napoleon. But that's okay because I go down there and I love the game and I can hit some balls while I'm waiting the 2 hours for him. Then I pick him up. Then it's taking him to get a bite to eat, taking him home. What a day. Pretty good little Monday. Anyhow, I have to say that there is only one specific thing that I have noticed since I went on my little nutritional switch. And that is, I don't know when you're 62, how quickly eyesight degenerates, But I will tell you that, and I have no idea what the reason is for it, because I had my eyes checked not 2 months ago, and everything was just about the same. And lately, it's just when I'm on my computer, when I normally don't need glasses, mm-hmm. I need my glasses mm-hmm. to look on the computer. That's all I'm saying. And as far as reading, yes, you're raising your hand.
I had an urgent update from someone that, remember we were talking about the eye drops, just want to clarify.
Yes.
I think that it's called Truity.
Yeah, Truity.
Yeah, something like that. They only work if you're not going to drive. So if you're going to be around for like 6 hours or 8 hours in the same place, but they're not good for driving. And I said to my friend, this
What's
is perfect
point?
For Mike. No, you don't drive.
I like to drive. I drive almost every day.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
When we're going out, Carla likes to drive because she hates my tension in the driver's seat.
A little dab will do you on those nights.
So these are, thank you for telling me because I might want to try that.
Yeah.
So these are progressive lenses. So if you see, look, yeah. you can see my eye get.
Are you nearsighted or farsighted?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have to hold something far away, nearsighted.
A wonderful evening. In Naples, Florida, not even in where you live at the moment. What is it? Fort Belvoir, Fort Myers. you're going out with your wife. You don't want to bring your spectacles because you still have some love for yourself. You know, you're self-aware. You want to look younger.
I wear glasses a lot when I go out, though.
But I'm saying you don't have to with eye drops.
I wear them on the show. I started wearing them on the show to hide the old saddlebags right here. That's what I did.
Oh, I didn't
and really, if you I might well go with the tinted ones sometime at some point too.
Yeah, the tinted ones would be very, show busy. I wouldn't hold it against you. I think they would look good.
But primarily now, I use them for
kind of
close
like
up reading.
Karl Lagerfeld, right?
Here's the problem. I used to look at you through the top half, and you wouldn't be blurry. You're a little blurry now. Now, if I do that, you're not.
Do you want me to?
So, what does that tell me?
Well, take off your glasses. What do I look like without your glasses?
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah, better.
Better.
But look at that red mark on my nose.
Well, that's because your glasses are too tight.
Wait, are you saying he looks better because your eyes are blurrier? That's mean.
No, I didn't mean it that way, Pony. No, I meant that that I actually can see him clear. My eyes had the structure of my eyesight since I went on this program, and I'm not saying that's what I think it is. The structure of my eyesight has changed a little bit, and I'm wondering whether could it be my body adjusting to the lack of
nutrients?
Animal fat and stuff like that, you know, because eating a lot of animal fat.
No, how are you sleeping?
I slept like a bambino last night.
Wow.
I slept great. I went to bed at a little before 9:30. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning. Got up. I was just out. I woke up at 5, and I said, I'm up. Outside of falling asleep while I was in line waiting to drop my son off, I was fine. But that always happens. You know? I'm doing things. No, I got a little sensor in the car. It goes, dee-doo-dee-doo. Somebody pulls up in front of me. But no, I was talking to him on and off. That happens all the time. You can't be dropping a kid off at like 7 o'clock in the morning and getting up at 7. Anyway,
yes.
I don't want to digress here. So I'm just wondering what that is, and I don't want to go to a
medical
working person.
Out
you know,
doesn't change your eyesight.
Working out is brand new. Working out is only Saturday and Monday.
Yeah,
and by the way, thank God it was a upper body workout yesterday, but upper body with weights and resistance that would be better suited to a 95-year-old woman. I swear to God,
what do you mean?
Well, no, just doing the curls. Doing some of the lat pull downs, doing some of the stuff that I did was, the amount of resistance and weight in order to get the burn, as they call it, was a little silly. If you saw me, it would be, and I got to say this, and this is the God's honest truth. I almost forgot, and I'm so glad I remembered. So I went 1 o'clock, I go see Tim. Tim and I get along great, really great.
This is the train.
Yes, okay. Young man. Just has a no BS, gets right to it. Yep. Not a lot of fluff, just, But below the surface, and I've had good trainers, I've had bad trainers. I haven't done a training thing in a long time. This guy knows his stuff. You just know he knows his stuff.
Is he a Chatty
improvises
Cathy?
On the fly? No, he's not a Chatty Cathy. He's just do the exercises.
Oh, Chatty
and Cathy's. He's not judgmental. It's everything I need. Whatever the deal is with this guy, I like the rhythm, and I think he is smart, and I think he's a good trainer. And he's not judgmental, especially when all I had was what would be a press, where I take two, I won't tell you this, the weight of the dumbbells, 0.5-pound dumbbells. No, I take two 20-pound dumbbells, mm-hmm. and I am doing a press, all right?
Yeah.
And in order to do that press, I have to get down on his movable on wheels, narrow bench, little weight bench, right? It's a little weight
on
bench.
On wheels, it's...
Well, no, you lift it up okay, and you okay, move it to it, another okay, section of the gym.
I thought you were on casters.
And, I just might as well tell you what happened. I fell off of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I fell off of it. I did. I fell off the bench. And then I had to, you know, in order for me to get myself back up, I have to find a little purchase on another weight machine. And it's just pathetic. And then, because it's just my massive girth.
Yeah.
You know, when I put my back on that weight bench, I'm sure a skinny mini Tim could lie on that weight bench without that's taking up his whole back.
Well, me, it's like trying to balance a crab on a rock.
That's sort of what it is. And I went down, and then the second time, my second set, I get on the thing and I go, hey, hey, like that. You know. I mean, it's just like, I'm wide, okay? And it was mighty embarrassing because as he found out in the last training session mm-hmm. that, you know, getting me down on the ground and back up again, you know, is slightly problem. I said, I don't have any core strength. You know what I mean? That's my deal. Let me just say, for all of you golfers out there, walking on a golf course, playing golf is not going to make you fit at all. End of story. Full stop, as people like to say nowadays. Full stop. Golf will not be make you physically fit. Full stop. It's not. It's better than sitting in a chair, oh. But that's about it.
But it's a step up from just lounging.
It's a step up from sitting in a chair. This was, and so I was at the end, I was very, very happy. And by the way, instead of 2 hours a week,
yes.
It's 3 half-hours a week.
Oh, even you know better. I mean? Thank God.
Which is really, for me, he said, we get in, we go fast, we get it done. And it'll feel and it was I was surprised that in that short a period of time you can actually get a burn.
Do you feel
from these exercises? Look, still feel it in my legs.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask.
I do not feel this, but that follows because when I got a body assessed, my upper body strength was very good. So I think that perhaps even more weight next time I do upper body. My legs, my bird frail. Stick SpongeBob legs are still a little sore today. As a matter of fact, he asked me to pick up a dumbbell and you know bend from the waist to pick it up, and I was like, "Don't, oh God, don't know." Oh, there you go.
Your
was,
journey
fascinating
is inspiring people. Rob's health scare has. I don't think I've had alcohol in 3 weeks. Ever since, or whenever, or month. Ever since Rob.
You know what's interesting about that? That you haven't had alcohol. Yeah. Guess what? I have. Dope. Daddy rode the mimosa train. Here comes Peter and Mimosa Tail hopping down the champagne trail. Hippity hoppity drinking on its way.
It would be much harder if people around me were drinking, but they don't.
So. Why don't you ask me how many mimosas I have?
How many mimosas did you have?
500. I had about 500 mimosas.
Are those included in the deuce?
No. No, they're not. No. But it continued at home.
Oh, no.
Because we had some Costco Prosecco.
Yes.
That we thought would be a good idea to burn that up on Easter. With me, the missus, and the mother-in-law. Chug-a-lug, chug-chug, chug-a-lug, lug-lug. Just a splash of OJ on top of that bubbly. Beep, 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 beep. Then I'll go in on Monday and I'll fall off the weight bench. Yeah, sorry. Because I'm in such bad shape all the way. Hangover with champagne. By the way, so the deal is you get a cheat meal. We both learned you don't get a cheat day.
It's a meal.
You don't get to the brunch ran into the afternoon, yeah. ran into the evening.
There was
only one restaurant open on Easter Sunday night, and that happened to be Mickey D's.
I had an inkling that something went awry on your cheat day because you kept on alluding to it.
Well, what went awry on the cheat day, it's a meal. You get one meal a week. You get one meal a week, which is beautiful because you can look forward to it and you can plan it and you can go to some place you like and then you can or you can cook something at home that you really, really like and then it's over. What you can't do is go with the hooch on Easter Sunday brunch, which rolls into everything. And I was a little stressed out because of my, my embarrassment of not wearing a jacket and being the new member who's walking around, you know, Happy Valley without the jacket.
Do you?
Yes.
What was your go-to at McDonald's?
Just a regular, a small. They're small. They're the regular double cheeseburger.
Okay.
That's what I had.
Just one?
I had a regular double cheeseburger, and I had a regular cheeseburger.
Wait.
That's what Carly got me. She went out.
No fries?
Yeah, large fry. Okay. And a Diet Coke. Because after you eat those trans fats, you want to make sure you wash it down with a chemically induced, artificially sweet product with bubbles. Thank you. And then you can fall off the weight bench.
The spicy chicken nuggets are back there, certainly enticing.
Yeah. But that is one of the things you learn right away is that type of eating on a regular basis can really mess you up a little bit.
I think the cheat day.
But I'm not thinking about like what's going to pour the weight off me. I'm thinking about feeling better, and I'm thinking about getting myself better muscle mass and doing the combination.
This is the hardest part. You're getting through the hardest part right now. Santana Moss from your Washington Commanders.
Wonderful man. We've had him on the show.
Yes. Always a class act. When he was explaining to me at one point off air that a great diet will beat a great fitness regimen any day because diets are essentially harder, right?
Well, it's harder because it's every minute of every day and you're putting what you're putting in your body. And I think that, you know, for me, well, I'll go into the weeds and this will be the last we'll talk about it today. The digestive system, my digestive system, how would I describe my digestive system reacting toward the type of food?
I have an option.
Okay.
So you require diesel. Now you're putting premium in.
Yeah.
And the engine, anyone that's ever made that mistake where you somehow put regular gasoline into a diesel engine.
Yeah.
It's not used to it, and it shouldn't work.
My digestive engine is borderline seizing right now. You know, because I am, I am trying to get everything. And I know what's going to happen, because I'm getting a little supplement at night.
Yes.
To help, sort of make everything work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used this before. By the way, I went to a gastroenterologist and said, you know, you might need a little help from this product, Miralax, which I take at night. When I'm feeling a little bound up. The problem with Miralax, first of all, it works. But it doesn't work like everybody else would think it works, where you take it and then the day after, takes me a day or two to get. And I always, it seems to me, when I'm taking that product, that it helps a little, and then it all of a sudden, it arrives.
Yeah.
And inevitably, it arrives at the time when you least want it to arrive.
Like that scene
the first tee.
From Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, exactly. Like where you're just, so hopefully I'm keeping my fingers crossed that won't be the case today.
Who does number two work for? Yeah.
Maybe on the number two tee. But anyway, it's fine. Everything's going to work out fine. I think that with that product, it's everything that this particular doctor I went to down here told me it would be. Or the physician's assistant. That's who I saw. You never see doctors anymore.
You're
not going to see a real doctor, or is he going to see a liver assistant?
Oh, no. This is like the real deal.
All right, good.
This
we'll
is
know
the
tomorrow.
Real deal.
We'll know.
No, he's not.
He's getting a sonogram today.
We'll know if he's in his first or second trimester.
Okay, very good. I'm very, very good. Twins. You have two livers. They've split in two. So that's that. And I'm trying to survive this and get through it. And I think that, I'm doing fine. I'm doing A-OK.
Does your son know that you're exercising? This is a great example for him.
He's been to this facility because he was in tow with me on Saturday, and then I dropped him off with his mother yesterday because Carla was hanging out, you know, talking about, that vinegar is delicious on the kale, or whatever she's talking about, because he makes food there too.
Because my father, I think I've documented this. At an awkward age, he would take me to Bally's Total Fitness, and I saw because I guess that's what we Saturdays were his days. I guess I don't even know, but he would drag me and my brother and not talk to us the entire time while he worked out. And we would
just sit there.
No, he would make us work out, but we didn't know how to. We just run around that little.
How old were you when this happened?
I was like 7 or 8.
Really?
But
he'd like bring you on the machines and stuff like that? Or he wouldn't talk to you?
He really wouldn't talk to you. He's just
it's just like you being there to play with the machines while he does his workout.
Or he would say, you're not doing that right, go run. So we'd run around that little inside treadmill, my brother and I.
You mean the track?
The track.
Okay. Well, that's cool. You know, you're 8. You got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You know?
So my brother and I would just go and we'd be dressed up like we're going to the gym like little kids, which is fine.
At least he wasn't leaving you at home.
So foreign, right? But he wouldn't talk to us. And like he'd always be talking to women, and it would just be strange. It was who knows? So
it wasn't like Earl Woods, was it? He wasn't taking him back to his trailer, was he?
He wasn't. Okay. It just would be like, oh, that's not mommy. Weird.
Those are very nice leg warmers you have on there.
You never know what's going to happen with it. So your dad was kind of a fitness nut.
He was. And I'm only mentioning that because it just jogged my memory that I learned about the gym from my father. That you would go, like you should go and take care of yourself. You should go.
This isn't a gym, and that's one of the things I like about it.
Well, that's even better.
This is exercise equipment in the back of this business.
But your son gets to see that you're investing your time into your personal well-being.
Right, right. And I think it's time. I mean, you know, based on coming into my office and seeing what was left over, here we are, Kinder Joy eggs. There it is. While he's playing his video game. There's his little chocolate. All right. What else do we have here? Okay. We have what appears to be a piece of popcorn stuck on the top of the Kinder Joy. And I have to have a talk with him because this is turning into his hang. You know, who doesn't? What's better than having some snacks and playing Fortnite,
absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, I understand him, and he does all sorts of other stuff. Well, we force him to do it. No, he likes to do it. He goes willingly.
Likes baseball, everything.
Oh, my God. But you know what? He never fell off a weight bench. That's for sure. That's it. I don't know where this show's going today. I know we've got a lot to talk about. We will come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show because we've got the homepage. And hopefully I printed it up the right way because I don't know what's going on because we started late. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Romeo and Juliet. Antony and Cleopatra. Bogey and Bacall. Add to that list another one of the world's greatest love stories. Mike and Carla O'Mara. Their love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Their love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. And nowhere is that love story more on display than the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Yes, fall in love with love again and again with a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription. Lovingly tap the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and order the TMOS Bonus Show today. You'll love it, just like Carla loves Mike.
Thank you. There she is. So true. Worse now than ever. All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ultimate Ears. Fits headphones. They're wonderful. With how much we rely on our devices, easy to forget about the hardware that we are born with, like our ears. Just like fingerprints, no two are exactly alike. Your earbuds probably cause you a little discomfort or even physical pain after a certain amount of time. Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Custom Fit Earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change all that. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put and they feel great Ultimate Ears Fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your own shape. You can play and pause music and answer calls with built-in controls and so much more. If you try Fits and don't love them as much as we do, no worries. Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. Use promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits to get your own pair of UE fits. That's ue.com/fits, promo code TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and for you football fans out there, I don't know if you're all aware of the fact that we've got more football going on now. We've got USFL action, ladies and gentlemen. They kicked off the new season this past weekend. Nobody's talking about it.
Well, I was confused, Mike. Yeah, I was confused where I said, what is this?
Yeah, the draft is what people are going to be talking about. The NFL draft. The USA, they've tried, ain't going to work. The NFL's branding is the greatest branding in the history of the world. No one has done it better, so everybody else is kind of a sidelight. But they're not talking about the games. They're talking about pizza and chicken salad. Listen why. Former Michigan State running back Devon Smith was fired by the Pittsburgh. It's Devon, right? It's
yes.
D-apostrophe
yes.
V-E-O-N. It's Devon Smith. I remember that name. He played in the NFL.
Of course.
Didn't he at some point?
Yes.
He was fired by, what's the name of the team here? Pittsburgh Maulers, for disagreeing with the team's meal choice. Here's the story. Apparently, Smith was offered chicken salad by a staffer. This is funny. But he didn't want it. He asked if he could have a slice of their pizza instead. The guy who'd served him said no and asked if that would be a problem. Smith said yes, and then he just walked away because he wanted the pizza. That was enough to get him bounced. In a video released by the USFL, Coach Kirby Wilson explains that Smith violated a team rule against disrespecting, quote, football or members, staff, USFL, hotel, etc. It also shows Kirby telling Smith he's fired and basically refusing to let Smith tell his side of the story.
Yeah, so there's more. That's the funny anecdote.
Right.
There is a true... what is it? It's not a come to Jesus. It's a reckoning, Mike. It's a reckoning in the workplace.
Okay.
Where if you are an Uber dick, you will get bounced.
Look, it started... I don't think it started at country clubs, but I have always judged people at country clubs. There's one criteria that I will not accept. I will not be your friend if you treat people that work there like crap. I just don't want to have anything to do with you, because if you do that, that just means to me you're not a good person. And I've seen it. And back in the day, I'll give him a tip of the cap. Old Robert Trent Jones Golf Club in Manassas, Virginia, where they had the President's Club. They kicked a guy out because he was such an ass.
Really?
To members. He got a letter, got a second letter, third time it happened, bam, you're out of there. And I always thought it was great. There's always been a policy everywhere I've ever played golf where they bounce you if you treat the staff like crap.
We have a no a-hole policy here at Podville, right?
That's good. That's a good thing. I like that.
I am proud to say with over 100 clients in the last 4 years, three and a half, we've only had to enforce that twice.
That's wonderful.
In a very polite way. And then when you give someone their walking papers, when they're trying to give you money, and you're backing up your policy, it is shocking because
they're so entitled they've never
been called on it before.
Right. That's awesome. It has to be. There has to be a level of satisfaction too.
Oh,
when people
absolutely.
Are so abusive, you know,
absolutely.
That's good. Tell me off the air. moving right along, everybody. Capital One's The Match. Remember that? The match that they had with Tom Brady and all that. This year's contest pits Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. I know who I'm rooting for, the Mahomes-Allen team. This is the first time professional golfers won't be participating. Instead, they'll match up four of the best NFL quarterbacks. I love this! I will watch this. The match will go down June 1st at the Wynn Golf Course in Las Vegas. You'll be able to watch it on TNT on June 1st at 6:30 Eastern. I think that's a great idea. Good for the game of golf.
We never discussed the Tom Brady, and maybe because no one's made it enough of a big deal about this. Tom Brady, when he retired, it has since come out that he was supposed to go and essentially become part owner of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, there were negotiations involved, and there was speculation when he said he was coming out of retirement that he was actually going to go and play for the Dolphins.
Correct. Too. And then the scandal broke about racism and minority coaches and how they're treating the NFL, which completely...
With Brian Flores of the Miami Dolphins.
Correct.
Right.
The former head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And sullied the deal where this guy had to come back and say, just kidding, I'm coming back to play for Tampa.
So is that the speculation that's why he came back out of retirement? Because he wasn't going to have an ownership stake in the Dolphins? Ooh, that's interesting. Interesting. Well, the Giants are involved in that lawsuit, too, where Brian Flores is basically saying they gave him lip service with an interview when they had no intention of hiring him. And I think he might have a point there. To be continued. You were talking very excitedly about Tom Cruise and Top Gun Maverick. Well, everything you see in that movie is legit, even down to the actors flying in the F-18s. So he helped put together a special aviation training program, Cruise did, for the actors. Here's the quote. We worked with the Navy. I can't do Tom Cruise. We worked with the Navy and the Top Gun School to formulate how to shoot it practically, because if we're going to do it, we're going to fly in the F-18s. Jerry Bruckheimer, the producer, said the aviation sequences had to be real, so the actors went through 3 months of grueling training. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's hype. I know it's movie hype, but I like this movie hype. The training included an underwater program where they learned how to get out of an aircraft when it's landed in the water. You see that in the movie... What's the one with the Richard Gere, Officer and a Gentleman? You see that scene where they wash out because they can't do the water training. They also learned how to operate the cameras since they had to be their own director while they were in the air. Very cool. Tom said, quote, I had to really teach them cinematography and lighting so they understood what's going to look good on camera. I'm very proud of what we all accomplished. Each of them are extraordinary. That to me, I know it's movie hype, but I'm all in. I love that. I think it sounds very cool.
This is my dream for my movie going experience. I'm going to invite my wife, which is a non-invite because she's not going to care. And then I'll look in the mirror and I'll say, you just got you, man. So just do it on your own. I will watch the first Top Gun and then go to my viewing in the afternoon of the second Top Gun.
In the theater.
By myself.
Very good.
And it will be glorious.
Look forward to your review. I think it'll be good. Here are four popular survival tips that actually are myths. And it's not just saying that they're myths, but it's also saying if you ever try them, you might even be in more danger. All right? So remember this. If you're ever lost on an island, with Jeff Probst. No, I'm sorry. If you're out there, just be aware of these. All right? Number four, ration your water if you're stranded. You've seen that in movies and stuff like that. The right move is to ration sweat, not water. Try to stay cool. Try not to sweat. Drink your water and use the strength you get from that water to search for more water. So you don't go out there and just have a little sippy sip and then try to put a lean-to together.
Yeah.
You have to be very
Find
aware
some
of
shade.
Not stressing your body out. Number three, lightning never strikes in the same place twice. I don't know what that has to do with survival. It absolutely does. This myth started because of a joke. Lightning never strikes twice in the same place. Because the same place isn't there anymore. That's the joke. But people ignored the second part, so the myth was born. It's not true. Lightning can hit in the exact same place.
Mike?
Yes.
This 44 years on this earth? This is the first time I've learned that.
There you are. See, it's an educational
Thank
program.
You.
Number two, opening all of your windows. This is an important one that we all maybe at some part of the country might have to deal with. Opening all of your windows will help you survive a tornado. If you open your windows, it won't spread out the force of the tornado. It will create a wind tunnel that can rip your roof off. Spend your time getting to the basement. Don't open your windows when there's a tornado. Don't bother
doing that. You got to get in the root cellar or in the tub.
get that. That's right, with Dorothy, you know, getting the roots, the root cellar. And number one, drinking water from a cactus to survive in the desert. I've seen that in movies. While one or two species of cacti have a little water inside, most cactuses are filled with acids that can cause not only diarrhea, but fatal dehydration. So there's that. Yeah.
Also, there, don't swing around like a little boy when you're in your early 30s, leaving a bar in Scottsdale and throwing your hand right into a cactus.
It'll injure you for months.
You might have some problems.
He did it. Yes, absolutely. He's still deformed because of that. A 53-year-old woman in Boston recently got her learner's permit. 53, I guess she waited a long time to learn how to drive. Had the chance to give it a go on Saturday. A family member let her practice in their Range Rover.
Oh, no.
By driving around a cemetery, because at least she couldn't kill anyone there. But it looks like she still needs some practice, because she ended up losing control of the car and plowed through 8 granite headstones. There's a photo of them scattered along the ground, and the Range Rover is pretty banged up. The whole front end is smashed up. Luckily, they're both okay, and she didn't run over anyone living, so no one got hurt. It sounds like it wasn't an accident, but cops are still looking into it to see if they want to charge her with reckless driving, because that applies even, I guess, when you go into a cemetery, you know? And you know how many people are dead in that cemetery?
How many?
All of them. My dad's joke. That's one of the original dad jokes. Yes. We go by a cemetery. Said, you know why there's a fence around that cemetery? I said, why, Dad? Because so many people are dying to get in. Anyway, and now a little something, something. I want to see the raw data behind this, because these could just be countries most likely to lie. A new study ranked the size of men's penises in 86 different countries around the world, and American men ranked 59th with an average of 5.35 inches. A men's health company called From Mars, that sounds credible, supposedly used Google data to come out with the numbers, but that's all we know. Here's what they found. Let's see, number four. Well, I'll go first to worst. Mm-hmm. Ecuador is first with an average, of 6.93 inches. Hey, that's from your part of the world down there.
Yeah, Ecuador, I've only been to the airport, right?
Right.
And I don't think I've ever heard anything like that in my life.
Well, let's see. 21 different countries clocked in at over six. That includes the top five: Ecuador, Cameroon, Bolivia.
Yeah. I knew you were going to be on this list.
Sudan and Haiti.
Yeah.
At 5.35 inches, the U.S. barely tops Japan. Wow. That's a surprise. At 5.34, but we're higher than the U.K. That came in at 5.17. Canada and Mexico both ranked higher than the U.S. Mexico is 29th at 5.87. Canada is 12th at 6.19. And finally, last on the list is Cambodia. Cambodia at 3.95 inches. Then Taiwan, 4.24. Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Hong Kong. Of course, Ireland abstained. Thank you. Put it away. Put it away, Clancy. There we go.
It's the Andes Mountains, Mike. That's all I can speak to.
Really? Well, yes. They use it for climbing. We have to take a break. Come back with something. Running late, as usual. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody. I'm not taking part in your survey.
This is Zinni Wants Candy.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bitter Honey.
I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Food that's fast. Doesn't have to be fast food. Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work. Their meals are designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs, then delivered fresh to your door. Other meal deliveries need to be prepped and cooked, but Freshly is ready to eat in 3 minutes. No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after a rough day at work or an infuriating commute. So skip the grocery shopping and dirty dishes. Your Freshly meals arrive cooked and fresh every week. Use the Freshly website or app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. I love that they're delivered fresh, not frozen, and always delicious. The steak peppercorn is amazing. Have you had the? I haven't had
that
the steak
peppercorn. That is my go-to.
You love that one, right?
When we fill out what we want, I need at least four of those in my order.
Yummy, yummy. Remember that. That steak peppercorn. What's your current go-to? Is the steak for Oscar. It's fantastic. Stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $125. $125 off your first five orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. That's $125 off. Freshly.com/TMOS. We lost a local icon in local TV news. Wendy Rieger passed away in the 2022 year of death, as I like to call it. I'm so effing tired of
a couple
just hearing
weeks
about
ago, Bruce Johnson.
Young people. Yeah.
And then Wendy Rieger this past week.
Wendy, the only insight I can offer, I did not work with Wendy. I met Wendy many times, probably talked to her on the phone, interviewed her a couple of times during my career in broadcasting. But the memory that I have, and I shared a little bit of this on Facebook, Wendy Rieger was a class ahead of me at American University, maybe even one more than that. And she had a boyfriend who was a senior. I think that's what it might have been. I saw Wendy on the campus of American University. All the boys saw Wendy on the campus of American University because she had the word that I used on Facebook was striking. She made such an impression when you saw her that I just, you know, it was one of my really biggest and first college crushes where, and I remember that as the years went by, every time I'd see Wendy, Wendy could hang with all the AU broadcasting guys, and that's a tough environment. It's like being around a bunch of male comedians, and there are women that do that really well that can hang around the guys because she's tough and she's smart and she's funny. And that was Wendy. And then the last time I saw her was when Lindsay Zarniak was going up to ESPN, and Carla and I went to a going away party for her, and she was the same. She's just so edgy in her own way, super sweet, super nice, but funny, ballsy, just had that demeanor about her. You know, I don't want to give her the old tough old broad because she was still very strikingly beautiful when I saw her, but she just was, she had a presence.
Yes.
And you didn't always get that with local TV news people. And it was just, you know, when I brought my insight to this, I just remembered this creature at American University that it seemed like every guy I knew was like, hey, there's Wendy. Mm-hmm. She just had that kind of presence. And then because of that, probably following her TV career, which really was exclusively at the local NBC affiliate in Washington, D.C., and following it and always being very proud of her that she was on the air. It was just super fun. And it just, it's funny because I was never close to Wendy. We didn't hang out together.
But that's it's the
just
power,
sucks.
Mike. That's the power of a superstar broadcaster that you feel the loss when they've gone. And this is what struck me, on Friday evening, Doreen Gensler, who's one of the anchors here in DC, just
good friend of Wendy's too.
Yes, she posted that that she was in that Wendy was in hospice care and there wasn't much time left, and just this really sweet post. And I immediately, and I don't share that. I'm not a big death guy. I don't share things with the guys,
right?
With Mike and Rob and Pony when it's something like this. I respect people's privacy and I don't make it like a thing. But I literally saw that and it hit me where I was like, man, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
And I don't know Wendy. I know Wendy as. I know Angie Goff very well, who worked at News 4 before she went to Fox
also
5.
Also a friend of Wendy's.
Yes.
Right?
But you feel like you knew her.
Yeah, that's TV. That's the intimacy of the medium, where you can feel that. And if a person has that, A, that star factor, where there's a real presence, and B, shares, like Vance, like Jim Vance, mm-hmm. they lost so many at Channel 4, shares a little of that humanity, that reality. And it seems to me, and this is a note for all young TV broadcasters that may check in on this podcast, and I know there are a few of you that do, you got to give yourself, you got to give a little of yourself out there.
Yes.
If you don't do that, and by the way, I know there are news directors around the country at these TV stations that probably don't allow that to happen a lot or give you a hard time, but all the real greats will have a little bit of that where it makes it so much better. It makes it so much more engaging. And Wendy had that in spades. She was really good at giving of herself a little bit. And, you know, I'm blessed to do this kind of program. And prior to this, to do the program I did with Don, where our opinions and jokes and the way we were feeling that day and all that, we could immediately incorporate that in this kind of broadcasting. I've had people in the TV world say, man, you don't know how lucky you are to be able to do that, not working off a script mm-hmm. and not working where you can't.
You can be yourself. Well,
but you can in TV. And we play clips all the time where you get the anchor that makes a side comment that's really coming from their sense of humor.
Tony and then Perkins does a great job of that.
Tony Perkins is fantastic at it. And you've got that ability to do it. Wendy had it. And, you know, it was just... I was always proud of Tony or Wendy, all the people that went ahead in the TV biz, which I kind of had my degree pointing to that. And then I became a...
Oh, you all have AU in common.
Yeah, American University, which is... I think Warner Wolf went there, too. Yeah, let's go to the videotape. but that's... you know, she was just cool. She had a level of cool. And a lot of that cool I would see when... she would hang out with some of the other broadcasting guys that were a class ahead of me, and I looked up to her. I really did. I always looked up to her, and it was just, it's a kick in the ass when somebody goes that early, especially somebody who retired, who had heart issues as well. You know,
mid-60s.
It just sucks.
It's too soon.
Yeah.
And it was just, I don't know, Mike, I felt
weird year. It's a weird year, and it continues to be. So safe home to Wendy. I hope let's get through the month without another one of these. And, you know, including close to home. I want to get good reports on everybody. Hear that, Rob? More updates, please. Thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it, and I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
I don't even know what caperberry is. Hey, it's a bird. It's a plane.
Yeah.
That's Oscar Santana flying around the streets of Washington, D.C. Fear not. Oscar's on his brand new electric e-bike. Electric e-bike. You love it, right?
It's a movement.
You're totally into it?
It's a movement. And let me say that there's nothing sweeter than beating your wife home on your bike when she has a car. Because you don't have to wait for the traffic.
Oh, it's fantastic. The electric e-bike mission is simple. Make e-bikes accessible for everyone. It's surprisingly affordable, starting at just $799. $799. I don't know how they do it. That's way less than the competition. They're adjustable. They're customizable. They're comfortable, even for people who don't normally ride bikes. Plus, electric e-bikes fold up, ship free, and come pre-assembled and pre-charged. Mm-hmm. You'll be up on the road in no time. You can cover up to 45 miles at up to 28 miles per hour on just a 4 to 6 hour charge. And it's great not buying gas. Plus, it's way more eco-friendly than a car. Explore the great outdoors or the city like Oscar does while keeping the air clean. It goes over any terrain, including snow and sand. I don't know why they mentioned that, but you can take it to the desert. Join the affordable e-bike revolution. Go to electricebikes.com and use code TMOS to get a free foldable mountain bike. You get a free foldable mountain bike lock. I keep saying that. If Rob was here, I'd say, Rob, write that differently, please. It's a free foldable mountain bike lock with a, because the bike's foldable too, right?
The bike folds in half.
All right.
I have 888 square feet.
It's wonderful. Right. And if you get the lock with the bike purchase, because otherwise somebody's going
to
take
Think about think about this. I roll up to, if I wanted to, I could roll up to the metro. I fold the bike. I put my bike lock on it. I take the battery with me. That's how that's how you win. That's why they're not going to steal it, because you've got the battery. And you throw it in your backpack
and you go.
Take
the battery off. Yeah, that's exciting.
And then
do you have one or two batteries with it?
One battery. That's all you need. I haven't recharged my battery since I charged it the first time, and it's been almost 2 weeks.
It's wonderful. And you get to zip to work. And, you know, Pony would think he'd be more punctual. you get the free bike lock with the bike purchase. That's a free bike lock when you use code TMOS at lectricebikes.com.
Has a headlight, a taillight that lights up very bright, safety first.
You're not going to hack it, are you? You're not going to try to do that where you want it to go faster than
28 miles per hour. Not this is not safe for work. Don't do this. There is a code. You know me. I like to get into this is Schmosker Fantana told me that there is a code to unlock ludicrous speed. And
on that particular product.
On any of these bikes. Any of
you
these
get
bikes.
It's a computer chip kind of thing, right?
It's already built in.
Okay.
But it's not the up down, left, right, A B start type of code. You have to go through some. You have to go deep into the menu, deep into the menu.
Did you take the bike apart?
No, you just have to, Schmosker Fantana said you can go into a place called YouTube, and there are other miscreants out there that have found ways to unlock different levels of speed for these certain bikes.
Can I just give you, and I never do this with you. I don't do this with Rob. I don't do this with Pony. I'm not the guy that says, you know, hey, be careful. I think that the 28 mile per hour speed on that bike, almost 30 miles per hour, is more than adequate. And if you are setting it up for greater speed, you're leaving yourself open to injury.
I agree. I told Schmosker, listen, man, you don't want to end up with some sort of meme on the internet.
Right.
And then there are too many plate glass windows in Georgetown, which would have your name on it if you hit the 45-hour mile an hour mark, right? So
I'm thinking more of you coming down Canal Road and
ending up in the canal,
and just coming to a stop sign. No, going through an intersection.
Yeah, yeah.
You know where
yeah.
it just would be like you know Oscar's like.
Fair enough.
Up in the air, ass over tea kettle. You know, just,
I felt like you more were discussing going down like Rock Creek Park, but ending up in the creek.
What is it? Does it make it? Doesn't make a sound, right? It doesn't. Does it make a sound?
How do I put this?
It's just the hiss of the tires.
Yeah, but it sounds cool because let me be clear. I am not pedaling at all. Right. I am literally just getting on this
electric.
Thing. And I'm throwing the throttle up, and I'm like, well, why exert myself? Well, this thing will take me, you know, powered by the sun.
Let me play the when you first charge it and start it up. This is what it sounds like.
No.
That's not
You do look, the electric is perfect. It's perfect for your kids in college. It's perfect for you if you just want to scoot around town. And Mike, I think the next step is for Rob to put his talents into this company and send you one, so you feel the power as well.
I'm not sure. I would maybe give it to. Pony likes to ride his bike, right?
Yeah, this is true.
Would you have use for electric bike, Pony? Because I probably wouldn't.
Probably not out in the suburbs where I am. But I mean, it's perfect in the city. Like you can't get better.
It's also if people can explore though. That's part of the commercial. You can do it out in the country as well.
Yeah, if you want to go off road,
can you pedal it if you wish? If you wish,
absolutely.
Pedal?
If you pedal, you can actually go faster as you go.
Okay,
which is. You don't have to,
right.
And then you, if you're like me, you become obsessed with the technology because it's instant power.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not looking at Teslas, but then you're wondering, well, you know, what if I wanted to go faster and further? When you had a motorcycle, what's the longest ride you ever took? How many hours?
I went on like a 50-degree day with the owner of Patriot Harley-Davidson, Bob DeHaven, who was a friend of mine. And we went from like Virginia to Solomon's Island.
Oh.
And I thought my balls were going to fall off. It was horrible. I got in, and what happened was... that's back in the days when Carla rode a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. So she had a Softail Deluxe, was a little motorcycle. Well, it wasn't that little. You know, people may think it's a big bike.
Yes.
It's a touring bike.
Yes.
But I had an Electroglide and a big, great touring motorcycle. Actually, it might have been my Fat Boy at that time.
Fat Boy.
And all I know is I went out to start my motorcycle and the battery was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up having to take Carla's. So not only am I riding like with these tough guys that ride in the cold and rain and everything, I'm freezing my nuts off going down because he wanted to have a crab cake at this particular restaurant. And I that was the longest. But as far as journeys,
yes,
the longest one I ever took as far as a journey to a location, Jimmy Cerrito and I went from Manassas, Virginia, all the way to Laconia, New Hampshire, and it rained every day. Not one day, every day. And when we got up there, one of the guys that was riding the motorcycle said, "Hey, you know what they call this town? Rainconia, New Hampshire." And we ended up putting it in a U-Haul where it fell over and got broken. There. That's the Crib Note version of those stories.
What do regular Harley Davidson's cost? Like, what's the range? I don't know this.
It's been so long, I wouldn't be able to give you an accurate.
Okay. Back in the day, one, 10 years ago.
Back in the day when I was riding, $5. $5 for a wooden Harley Davidson.
A decade ago,
Harley-Davidson.
You were riding.
I don't remember. I really don't remember what I think motorcycles can cost anywhere from $6,000 all the way through $50,000. You know?
What do you
There's
think
a big range.
The Harley Davidson electric motorcycle costs?
What does it cost? Do you know?
I know. I've looked at this.
Oh, because you're looking for more speed on
I was just curious. I'm good.
Okay.
The electric
what is it?
Is good
I'm dying
of
care. They have one
Give
now?
Me a, oh, it's out there and it's
I'm
ready.
I'm going to say $50,000.
$30,000.
$30,000?
Yes.
For an electric Harley?
Yes. That's Everybody's, out there. And you could go into any dealership and purchase it today.
Right.
And
the problem is
yeah.
you take that to any biker bar in the country and you will get beaten. Thank you. You'll get beaten to within an inch of your life. Oh, look at Mr. E-Bike. Boom. Punch him. Just not the, you know. When we're no longer relying on fossil fuels,
yes.
please keep Harleys the same. All right? I'm a believer in that. We'll take a break. Come back. Soundtown.
Hello, parishioners. It's me, Uncle Baby Billy Freeman. I want to thank all of you that have supported me by purchasing my Baby Billy's Health Elixir. Blessings to all of you. But I've recently discovered something that's even more potent, and it's my God-given duty to tell you about it. It's the Michael Mara Show on TikTok. Beautiful, funny, spiritually uplifting, bite-sized clips of your favorite podcast. Perfect for yourself and for sharing with the congregation of your life. It's based on ancient scriptures and heals colds, flus, straps, even COVIDs. Just search TikTok for Michael Mara Show and follow us. Heal the spirit to heal the body. Michael Mara Show on TikTok. It's your salvation. Or my name isn't Walton Goggins. Baby Billy Freeman. Amen. Baby Billy.
Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. Hi, everybody. I'm Michael Mara. I'm an AARP member. I'm still young at heart, but as we get older, we're more concerned about affordable health care, lower prescription costs, and protecting Social Security and Medicare. AARP advocates for you and offers financial resources, fraud protection help, information on joining local volunteer groups, and much more. AARP knows you have a lot of good years ahead. I used to think AARP was just for old people, but anyone over 50 can truly benefit from family caregiving support, access to news and community events, driving safety tips, job boards and resume advice, not to mention great discounts on things like prescriptions not covered by Medicare, and up to 15% off meals at participating restaurants. I always say it like that. I shouldn't. Remember, AARP is the largest advocacy group. This is a delicious restaurant. AARP is the largest advocacy group for people that are 50 plus, like me. Even older than that. I love all the benefits, and they help me all the time. I love their magazine. Don't miss out. Here's what I want you to do. Try the benefits for yourself. Go to aarp.org/TMOS to join for just $12 for your first year. With automatic renewal, you'll get a second membership for free. Plus, AARP the magazine, which is in my potty right now, and a free gift. That's aarp.org/TMOS. Get that right out to them. I'm sure they'll be very pleased.
What's that sound?
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound town.
Showbiz news. Let's listen to Elon Musk right now.
For sure, it would be very problematic if I was consuming billions of dollars a year in personal consumption. But that is not the case. In fact, I don't even own a home right now.
Ew.
I'm literally staying at friends' places. If I travel to the Bay Area, where most of Tesla engineering is, I basically rotate through friends' spare bedrooms. I don't have a yacht. I really don't take vacations. So it's not as though there's that my personal consumption is high. I mean, the one exception is a plane. But if I don't use the plane, then I have less hours to work.
All I know, all the money in the world doesn't prevent me from saying, if Elon is staying at my house, I think I'm going to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. He's going to be standing over my bed. Okay.
That's just the way I feel about it. He divested himself of all his homes last year. And it was shocking to hear this report because I felt like that was the quirkiest thing where I was like, this guy, does he feel like the earth is going to stop moving? Like, what is he doing?
Do you think he buys expensive shoes?
Oh, I don't know. Because if you're a billionaire, people already know you're a billionaire, right? You don't have to
shoes
like.
Shoes are important. Shoes are very important. Listen to this woman.
What you can tell about a man just based on the shoes he wears. Part two. If he wears flip-flops regularly and doesn't live by the beach, girl, that's trash.
Oh.
If your man wears socks and slides, he better be a professional basketball player. If he's not, then you're dating a man with the emotional capacity of a teaspoon. Get out now. If a man wears cowboy boots, he better work at a ranch. If he doesn't, that's a psycho. The only other acceptable place to wear these is if you go line dancing. I need a drink for this one. If a man wears Crocs, he is a pushover. Zero backbone. His girlfriend calls all the shots. Every man who wears Doc Martens is really emotional, super in touch with their feelings, and super easy to talk to. Men who wear old, dirty New Balance sneakers, that's my future husband. Cream of the crop. These are the ones we should be after. But what do you think? What did I get wrong?
I'm Mike? Wearing Hey Dudes right now.
Yes, that's yes.
The new.
You were a Crocs guy for a while.
Carla, I was a Croc guy, Croc sandal, by the way, which meant I'm trash.
No, but you live near the beach.
And I'm a dork.
You live near the beach.
I do live near the beach. It's Florida, so I think the rules change.
Spiewak.
I would tell you, yes, Spiewak with Birkenstocks. WT. There's a viral lady that backs up into a bedpost. And she gives a little scream, a little ouch scream, and it's so popular, people are turning it into music.
Okay.
So since we didn't have the three-year-old, which wasn't worth it anyway, let's play this lady.
Everybody shaking it, staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive.
Keep on falling in.
All right, whenever you're ready, take your time, okay? Me and you, don't be nervous.
Should have bought your flowers and held your hand. Oh, baby, baby, ooh.
No matter what I do,
You're a little late. Yeah, you're a little late coming in.
There you go. So people are having fun with that particular little sound right now. I love these stories. Oh, God, do I love these. I can't get enough of them. A kidney recipient meets the donor. And somebody who saved a life here.
This is great.
Just a wonderful moment. Listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Oh, my God. This is so amazing. Oh.
Hi.
I can't believe it's you.
Long journey to get here.
Long journey to get here. Just terrific. I love moments like that.
Can't do the same thing with a liver, though.
No. Can we have your liver, then? Anyhow. Oh, stop it. That's too. We're getting too liberal with those jokes. We're just concerned. It's how we deal. It's how Oscar and I deal with our anxiety. That's the truth. That's the truth, folks. I'm looking right into the camera now. That's the truth. We joke because we care. Okay? We care.
Well, we can't weep.
That sonogram comes back tomorrow, and it looks like a raisin. We're going to be very upset.
A raisin?
anyway, so I guess it's the opposite way. Yeah. You know? If it looks like a love seat, we've got problems. I don't know. We'll ask Rob tomorrow. Okay, we go from wonderful niceness and, once again, the Smith family.
Yes.
I'm talking Will, Jada, Willow, and Jaden. Who I think we can all agree, Jaden was thrust into the spotlight way too young. He definitely has some priorities that are messed up.
After Earth ruined him.
There's just something about Jaden that I've always had an issue with. This is Jaden talking about not hanging around kids. He hung around adults. Let's listen to this.
I am very happy that I spent my childhood with more adults than I did with kids my own age. Because I was picking up more things from adults than I were from kids my own age.
Than I was.
Yeah.
Not than I were. Play it again.
I am very happy that I spent my childhood with more adults than I did with kids my own age. Because I was picking up more things from adults than I were from kids my own age. I go around sometimes and I hang out with other people that are my age and they're just, oh my God. Like, can we talk about like the political and economic state of the world right now? Can we talk about what's going on with the environment? Can we talk about other things?
He is very active. Socially, yes.
Like going to parties?
No, like with social causes. He has. I want to hate on the Smith kids, and I did initially in my career at certain points, especially after watching After Earth. And then I didn't mind him in The Karate Kid Part 3.
Right.
But it's got to be, like, I know that we always boo-hoo-hoo celebrities, but it has to be tough to grow up in that world.
Well, I'm glad you've come around on him. And I think that when he slapped you, that worked really, really well. Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining is going on the market. They're asking for a starting bid of $50,000for the axe from The Shining. If you have never watched the original Shining movie, it's one of the scariest movies out there. And the greatest scene in that great horror movie is when he's breaking down the door with Shelley Duvall on the other side of the bathroom, and he's got a big old axe, and then he finishes with this famous line. Let's hear Jack right now.
No!
There we go.
No! Here's Johnny.
There you go. How's that for a laugh? Huh? I didn't play the laugh track.
Please come again.
There you go. Here's Johnny. Oh, my God. Sticks his face right through that hole in the door. Oh, my God. What a great scene. Hey, we got to get out of here. What's the time? What's the start time tomorrow?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay, which means I got it. I think we did some good here. We figured it out,
cleared
right?
It up. Yeah.
Oh, and I know that I'm tardy on taking the specs from that room.
Yes.
You sent me a link. I looked for it. An app.
Yes.
Can you send that to me again, please? And if I don't have that,
I'll text you.
If I don't have that tomorrow for you, if I haven't sent it, you can spend the first 20 minutes of our show giving me crap.
Okay.
All right? I believe in balance. Fair and balanced, just like Fox. We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?